Walsh. When I want to exercise my brain, I tune in to the Pat Walsh Show on KFBK.
Oh, yes, very good.
Thank you, Tommy. Hey, Tommy, how you doing, Tommy? How you doing tonight? It's a Friday night.
Like Tom said, it's the Pat Walsh Show. KFBK News Radio, 93.1 FM and 1530 AM. Did you know we stream live? This thing streams live everywhere on the free iHeart app. There's Caitlin Brock behind glass, doing a good job. Appreciate her. So thank you for tuning in again this evening. Boy, I got so many things I want to get to here this evening. And wow, I hope I can get out. But I'm promising you the vault. All right, so just be thinking about that. I do my very best to tease something, and I really honestly plan on doing it. But at the same time, we're flexible with this show. You know how we do it. Someone calls up, we go off on a tangent. Next thing you know, we're on a tangent. We digress, whatever you want to say. Next thing you know, it's almost time, and I haven't got to the vault thing. So I'm going to push stuff aside to get to that tonight. But one thing I'm not pushing aside is there's the lovely Diana Dameron sitting right across from me, looking exquisite. Diana Dameron, I'm just going to start the show off with you. How are you?
I am doing great. It's so good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
It has been a few decades.
Has it been a few decades?
I think it has.
My goodness.
It has. And,
well, the decades have done you well.
Oh,
you look great. You look great. You always
thank
have.
Thank you. Thank you.
How's life?
Oh, you are so sweet, because that is not the truth. Okay, so I have to tell your audience the way you and I met. I was doing the show with Rick Stewart and Bob Nathan, mm-hmm. and we started at 5 a.m. We went from 5 to 9, which meant I was up at 3 a.m., and I had little kids, and my dad was living with us. Had 3 hours sleep, so I know what I look like, and it was on no sleep, and it was awful. So thank you very much.
Certainly.
I appreciate it.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
I have to tell you, you know, by the time that 9 o'clock hour rolls around, you're tired, and you would always walk in, and those dimples and that smile from ear to ear, you would just light up the studio. I mean, it is just so much fun to be with you, and you are such an amazing addition to the show.
All right,
so
thank you.
I always have such great remembrances or memories of working with you.
It was intimidating walking in there because, I mean, I just remember Bob Nathan and I remember Rick Stewart. I don't know if you had joined the team. They were just starting to get this team going, and I remember sitting up there in my apartment there in Chico way back in the days, and I saw this TV commercial, and it was Bob Nathan and it was Rick Stewart sitting on a bar stool, or I don't know, some kind of a chair in the middle of the room, and I had been doing music radio and some sports and other stuff up in Chico. And I see this brand new station starting up, and I thought, oh, I need to go be a part of that. I need to go back home to Sacramento. I've had a good run in Chico. Oh, yeah, plus I got fired from the radio station because they didn't like my attitude after we had number one ratings. Sorry, just ripped the coffee machine out for nothing. Thanks. Anyhow, I digress again. See where the show goes?
I can see.
And so, I saw the commercial. I came down, and our friend, Never in a Hurry, Derek Murray, who I just recently saw at the Stevie Nicks concert, he hired me. Remember Mike Espinosa? Do you remember all these people?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Do you remember the old, like Jeff Metcalf?
I used to go and do the news for Jeff. In fact, it was Jeff and Rick who pitched me for that show. I came from television, and I have to tell you, radio, the idea of radio was so intimidating to me. I mean, it was just like, all you have is a mic.
Yeah.
You know, on TV, you got your hands and you got body language.
Teleprompter.
Teleprompter, but I was also, you know, doing things live on site and everything else like that. And you've got somebody talking into your ear that and the other. But you rely only on a microphone, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in awe of that. So I walked in. You talk about being intimidated. I walk in. There's Bob Nathan. One of the voices of morning.
Yeah, KFBK Radio,
yes,
mainstay.
Yes, Bob and Dave show.
That's right, Bob and Dave Williams.
And then Rick Stewart, who had that amazing heritage of country music. And I walk in and they were great. Everybody just nurtured me. And Jeff Metcalf and Rick really promoted me to Mike. And I had worked with Jeff before, and he just held my hand through the whole thing, too. I mean, I had such a great experience.
Yeah, and Jeff Metcalf, speaking of those days, Jeff's still around doing great things, I'm sure, as we would
he's
expect
on the
from
East Coast.
Jeff.
Yep.
Yeah, he's back on the East Coast, but, you know, he was, you know, and working with Jeff, and he was, I produced his show when we first started
right.
You know, and I've told this story before. I remember this is on KSTE, and then we had this general manager, and he got these liners in for the station. He got new liners in that day. I remember this. And he was so excited to have these liners in for KSTE, and he said, oh, we got to come. Michael Espinoza. I can't remember the general manager back then, but anyhow, we all gathered in this room.
Dave
something.
Mm-hmm. Dave.
Can't remember Dave's, but I knew it was Dave.
Dave.
I mean, I can see that guy. And they put these tapes on. Okay, we're going to listen to the new liners for the station. And they put it on, and we're like, oh, I can't wait. And it's literally, I can still remember them exactly. It's like jingle singers. Like, you know the jingle singers?
Yes,
like
yes.
It was like from 1967. KST, Talk Radio 650. And they run these things.
Good.
Oh,
you are good.
That's what they would do. I'm like, oh, my God, that sounds like a Double Mint gum commercial or something. That's very old school. So that went on for a while. And then at one point at Jeff Metcalf's show, and Jeff Metcalf, very dapper, you know.
Oh,
very
dressed
well-dressed.
Meticulously.
Right.
And in a three-piece suit, folks.
Yeah.
I mean, it didn't matter whether he was coming in at 5 a.m. or 5 p.m. Always dressed meticulously, unlike some of us.
And he had these glasses, and he had this big handlebar mustache.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Colonel Jeff Metcalf, from your lips to God's ears. Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. And this guy was serious. He knew his stuff, right?
Oh,
so,
yes.
I give credit to Jeff Metcalf. I really want to commend and give credit to Jeff because he, you know, he was encouraging and helped me in as well getting into talk radio. He said, I was like, oh, God, I'm so nervous. I want to do it. Just take it like one inning. It's one inning at a time. Just you're a baseball player. One inning at a time. So anyhow, they had these liners, and I'm sitting there one day, and I was just going to be bold. I thought, I got to do something different. That sounds so hokey. And I knew they just bought these liners. So I got the Rolling Stones. I had the new Rolling Stones Voodoo Lounge just come out. And I played Cut 8, Go for the Jugular. So we come back from this break, and I throw this disc on it. Boom, 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 boom. And they also had these liners, right? Where it was the big station, you know, Talk 650. It's our sister station, by the way.
Right.
We're talking about.
Now.
And so I play this. Yes, now. And so, it wasn't then.
No, competitors.
So I play this, the CD of the Stones, a bounce, got that bass beat, and over the top of it, the big station. And so it's the music with the liner. I'll never forget. And I'm looking at Jeff, waiting for him, like, oh, God, I've just broken all the stations. And he looks at me over those glasses, which is very intimidating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And he turns his mic back off, and off the air, he looks at me and goes, what the H is that? I go, it's the new Rolling Stones. He goes, yeah, keep doing that. I'm like, oh, my God, Jeff, thank you. From that point on.
So he applauded you
did.
For
oh, he loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Diana Dameron is here. It's just great to catch up with her. We'll talk more about the old radio days, but she's here because we need more civility in this world, and she's got a book, and I want to tell you about what she's doing. I had to dip right into the birthday board early tonight because I love me some stylistics. That's why. I like the stylistics.
Explain.
One of my favorite soul groups from the early 70s and such. Tom Bell. By the way, had some time with the Delphonics and the Spinners, Stylistics. Born on this date, the 26th of January, 26th, 1943. We have Diana Dameron in the studio tonight. We're very lucky to have her in the studio. Diana Dameron, when I first came to these radio stations on her sister station, Talk 650, she was there with Rick Stewart and Bob Nathan and myself and Derek Murray and some other folks doing traffic and stuff, Diana Dameron. And she's all about civility.
And Derek. Derek, so much fun.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
And he could read my mind. He knew exactly what kind of music, what I needed as far as some kind of intro. And I just loved working with that guy.
Yeah, he's good. You remember Marilyn Nelson on Traffic?
Yes.
You remember her?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
I just had a little sample. Unfortunately, I thought you were in this, but I don't think you're in it. But Rick Stewart and...
Oh, good.
Bob Nathan and
Greenback and
Marilyn
Almond.
Nelson.
Still traffic control there and traffic fairly congested. Greenback and Almond, you may want to steer clear. With the most morning traffic reports, traffic every 8 to 10 minutes. I'm Lauren Taylor, Toxic 50 KFT.
Sorry.
Thank you very much.
It was Lauren Taylor. So Bob Nathan is in this. Rick Stewart is in this. And we're all doing this morning show together with Diana Dameron.
And I wasn't there yet. I was doing 4 o'clock probably.
It
was probably 4 because I was doing the 4. What the show that started at 4 until... then I said, I got to be home with my kids. You know, this isn't working.
Right.
And they said, no, you can't. They said, go do the show. We'll figure something out. And I walked out and they said, you're going to do the morning show.
Oh,
they're like, what? So the first day I walked in to do the morning show, I look at Bob Nathan. I said, so when do you get used to no sleep? And he said, I've been doing this for 15 years.
You don't.
Never.
No way, man. No. This was one of the only times I ever was a news reporter ever. In my whole life, with John McGinnis at a standoff situation in Rosemont or something.
Much. That brings the Talk 650 KSD time to 8:05. Takes us to Rick Stewart in the Talk 650 newsroom for the top stories.
The late Rick Stewart.
Following for you on Talk 650.
Well, we're expecting another live report from Talk 650's Pat Walsh in just a very few moments from that Lincoln Village area.
Lincoln
as we know,
Village.
The story started going down shortly after 6 o'clock this morning, and that was when the situation was...
Isn't that great to hear his voice?
Yeah, what a voice. What a voice.
He had the deepest voice for a broadcaster.
Yeah.
You know, when Rick Stewart, he would do these commercials, the endorsements like we do in radio. Man, when Rick Stewart would tell you to go to Jim Denial's Farmer's Market and, you know, go buy something like a weed eater or something.
I'm telling you,
I wanted to be there like right now. Like, dang, Rick, you sold that.
Known at that time as a kidnap situation. Apparently, this gentleman had apparently taken a hostage and then eventually let the alleged kidnap victim go. It was a teenager at the time, and now we have made contact with our Pat Walsh on the scene. We've heard that there have been some arrests, and Pat, let us know what is going on right now.
Well, Rick, I guess this time it's a little bit better news. I just went out, and I saw the suspect being put into the car, tried to get a word. That, of course, they were referring to him as Baggy. Baggy is under arrest. I just saw the folks go, the police, or the sheriffs, I should say, go into the house with the canine units. Just got a report from one of the sheriffs that the rumor we had about the elderly woman bedridden is not true. She was not in the house. She had previously moved out just very recently, so that's good news. And also, it looks like that everybody that was in the house and had barricaded themselves in the house have now been taken into custody, and this ordeal may have come to an end.
Can't believe I was a reporter.
Yes, you are.
First of all, I would just like to point out, did you just say that was your only time being a news reporter?
One of my only times ever.
Yeah?
Yeah, ever.
He did an awesome job, didn't he?
Well, more so, like, really? Such a insane story to report on, and it's like, oh, Pat Walsh, you've never done this before? Go get it.
Never.
Oh, that is what happens in news. You know, oh, you're available, and we got a story breaking. Guess what?
No one else, like, well, that's such a big story. I mean, you didn't sound nervous or anything.
Thank you. I was literally standing in the backyard of this couple. They told me I could go in their backyard. As I'm right there, I'm at the fence in their backyard, and the SWAT team is going by the fence. I'm just like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm out here doing this.
And you said McGinnis was a sheriff?
Yeah, John McGinnis. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see.
Pat, question.
Let's see.
Things started about 3:25 this morning when we received.
So here we are.
Tell us what the situation is and clear. That's right, Rick. John's going to tell us what the situation is and clear that up for us. The whole thing started about 3:25 this morning when we received a call from a woman who told us that her grandson had been kidnapped from their home. As more information came forward, we learned that the suspect who had actually taken from that home had also taken some jewelry from the house by means of force. So we had a robbery and then a kidnap when the son was, our grandson was.
John McGinnis, myself out there. We'll continue straight ahead. Happy Friday to you from the Pat Walsh Show. Deb says, I'll bet you lunch at Scott's Burgers that you don't get to the master tapes. Great. We need more.
She's on to you. She's on to you.
She's like, yeah, sure, you're going to talk about that, Pat. So that's Diana Dameron that you just heard there. You know, I work with Kitty every single day. It's longer than anyone in my life. First person I worked with happened to be Diana Dameron, who's sitting to my right here. And we've been just kind of chatting and reliving some of the old days of radio working together. 1993, 1994, 95, 96. For a while there, we carried the OJ station. We were the OJ station. Remember that? We played all the live OJ for the trial. But the reason I bring that up is because I want to go from OJ to talking about we really need civility in our lives. And you have written a book, and it's you, this is your second edition of this book, because mm-hmm. we've talked mm-hmm. about the Civility Unleashed before. And, you know, as you point out right here very clearly, there's an election coming up. We know all of this. Just talk. Just let me know what you're doing here.
Yeah. Let me take the listeners back a little bit. I got into this because I was in a workplace. And it was toxic, and I turned out to be the target. And if you don't know what that term means, imagine that the boss has put a bullseye on you. And that's what it felt like. And I was shocked at the effect of that in the organization. And I was shocked at the effect that it had on me. You know, I always, when somebody had talked about a toxic workplace, I thought, oh, they're just kind of thin-skinned. They just can't handle it well. I was just amazed at what people will resort to when they're negotiating for a position or have an issue with power, whatever it is, and how it can turn around a workplace. By the time I left,